me to the world that's real. Show me how it's done. Teach me how to laugh, to feel. Move me to the sun. Just hold my hand whenever we arrive. Take me to a world where I can be alive. Let me see the world that smiles to you.
Good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable. And it is very nice to have you with us this morning. It is it's a kind of a yucky morning. It's raining, it's snowing, it's sleeting, wherever you are, maybe doing something different. Things are going slow, and so hopefully you're safe, and we thank you for listening to us. We have a lot to talk about this morning, a lot going on, and we will address it. We also want to address our needs here, too, which is, of course, the lockbox and the fun drive and all that, and we'll get to that in just a second. Let me introduce everybody. The WMC's Alan Chartok is here, of course. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning, Joe, as I know you know, because you came from a while out. It took me a time and a half to get here this morning. It was really, really scary, and it was quite something. So everybody be careful. I don't know whether it's gotten better out there, but it was bad for me.
Yeah, it's not great, but it's raining, and yeah, so in the back roads are yucky, and again, wherever you are may be different, but it may be worse, so better. I don't know. Also, Rosemary Romeo is here, investigative journalist and adjunct professor at UAlbany. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you.
Very nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You feeling better?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. You brought lozenges? Siena College professor of comparative politics, Vera Acarias-Kelly. Good morning, Vera.
Good morning, Joe, and everyone else.
Wonderful to have you here. And the director of operations for the city of Cohoes, New York. There's still a city of Cohoes, right? Yeah.
It is. It's actually, we're doing great here in Cohoes.
You're
in the news. You're
in the news.
In the news. Yes.
I'll focus on all the good things we're in the news for.
Okay. Well, excellent.
Coming back.
Teresa Bourgeois is with us. And it's
a little rough patch, but we're coming back.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're on board, and thank you very much for being here. It's a thrill. All right. Right now, in our lockbox, you will remember and recall that Alan has said that we need to get to the $800,000 point in the lockbox to ensure that we can have a very short fund drive. Well, of that goal, we are now at $742,296,000.
That's a lot of money.
It's
thousands of people and hundreds of good people who have done their part.
So we want to get to the
quickly doing math in your head.
Yes, we want to get to the $765,000 point in the lockbox this morning, and we are going to attempt that. And we have two things to talk about. One is a challenge, which I'll turn over to Alan.
We have heard, and I don't want anybody to dismiss this, because we had one or two $10,000 put up here, but we have heard from somebody. Think about this. Somebody sits down and says, you know, I love WAMC. I'm going to put up $5,000 in order to get to reach this goal, and I'm going to make it clear this is in order to meet this goal. I don't want anybody to say, well, it's only $5,000. Think about writing a check for $5,000 to your radio station, to your wonderful WAMC, which you're passionate about. So here we are, $5,000 anonymous from New York, New York.
Also, Alan, I think of at the end of the drive when you and I are sitting at that table and we're waiting for the last $5,000, and that can take like 3 hours sometimes. You know,
it can. It can.
People don't want it to end, but it's a lot of money, and it takes a long time to raise it. So,
$5,000
for goodness
sakes,
if you have it, if we have a $5,000 challenge, we don't want to fritter it away. So, whatever you can do right now.
Okay, so we have to get to 765, and where are we now, Joe?
We are at 742 right now.
Right, so that's
it's about $23,000.
$23,000 to go.
Now, the other thing—
And we're getting close.
Yeah, and the other thing we have going this morning is that we also, you will remember that I think on Monday we talked about the diaper program that we were doing. Those are all gone. Those are sold out. However, we are working with Joseph's House and Shelter in Troy, New York. And for a $100 pledge to WAMC, That will trigger the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to make it possible for three homeless people to stay at Joseph's House emergency shelter for the night. And also all the access to, so that is staying, that is meals, that is personal care, that is access to medical and dental care, as well as legal services and other support services. You can look at this a couple of ways. You can look at it as one homeless person for three nights or three people for a night. But a lot of people are just using it for a night. A lot of people are using it for two nights. But we've done this in the past. It has always we've always sold out of them, but we have an opportunity to help a lot of people. We know this. We know that homelessness in our region is on the rise, quite substantially, actually. And they are just in the last year, they served almost 1,700 homeless people. We are helping in this regard. So the money comes to us, $100 pledge to WAMC. That triggers the Fox Foundation to make it possible for three homeless people to stay at Joseph's House emergency shelter for one night in Troy.
You know, Joe, I got here this morning very early.
Yep.
Very early in the morning, and I saw a lot of homeless people out on the street, including in our bus stop right outside here.
Mm-hmm. Think about the weather and just how challenging it is to get from your house to your car. Imagine in this weather if you had to spend the night outside, and imagine if you're doing it with a young one.
Especially, I was going to say the same thing, because we think often about homelessness as in terms of a male population, but we have a growing female and moms and children. Trying to find places to stay. And I think that's very important to consider.
I read when I read that figure of 1,695, let's say 1,700 mm-hmm. homeless, of that number, it was 116 families, including 318 children.
Think of that.
And that's just in the last, in the last year. So we can do a lot of work this morning.
We can
help. We can make the money. We can make the $25,000 or so that we need to make. And also we can help the homeless in our region. So a lot to do. And we have a $5,000 challenge. And we want to get to the $800,000 point in the fund drive. And we have a million things to discuss, because apparently the world's gone to hell again. So we'll do all of that. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. $5,000 challenge and $100 pledge will get you the opportunity to help homeless people at stay at Joseph's House. 1-800-323-9262.
And the earliest, the easiest way to understand why this is so important is to project yourself into the person who is outside all night long. I mean, it's one thing to say, oh, them. It's another to say, hey, this is something that could happen to anybody. Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you get a chance to stay overnight, you might make a contact with somebody who has access to services, and you build a network to for potential re-entry into some kind of a world that's safer for you.
Kevin O'Connor, who is the director of Joseph's House and is just, I don't know, a saint.
Right.
But he, you know, he says, you know, not only is he running the shelter, not only is he trying to keep the doors open and make money, but he's also down at the Capitol knocking on doors trying mm-hmm. to, you know, make it better and have funds available. Mm-hmm. So there's an advocacy part of this too.
$6 billion deficit in the budget. You know, that's going to be a hard sell, but so important.
And poverty is growing. You see it in the demand on shelters and on food pantries and such. And just think about a family out during the night last night, huddled in some corner somewhere under an underpass in a car, sleeping in a car because that's where they sleep.
So we can help, and it's three nights of assistance that you can give with a $100 pledge. So we ask you to do that this morning if you can. 1-800-323-9262. Help your public radio station, and help the radio station that talks about these issues, that actually does reports on homelessness and does reports on the legislation that deals with these problems and both the pluses and the minuses.
You know, Joe, wherever I go, people are saying to me, to walk down the street, you know, I've been listening to public radio all my life. I don't want to get competitive here, but they always say the same thing. There's nothing like WAMC. There is nothing like WAMC.
And it's really amazing that you use the fund drive to not only help WAMC, but shine a light on wonderful programs like the diaper program and like Joseph's House
you
and people
right.
who are making an incredible difference, because I assume this is a rare approach to fundraising, and it's really admirable.
And it's and we thank the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, and of course we thank Joseph's House in this case. They just do wonderful, wonderful work. So off we go. Let's make the money. 1-800-323-9262. We have opportunities to help people, so let's do it. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
And you'll keep track, right, Joe?
I am keeping track right now. I'm just looking for my number here, but I think I got it. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So, yes, we need $22,679. That's what we need. Whatever you can do to help in that, please. 276 people. We have, I believe, somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 opportunities to and maybe even more than that, but it's, I think it's 300 opportunities to help the homeless. So if we can do that this morning, that would be go a long way.
That would
way.
Be great, Joe.
Yeah, really great. So let's do it. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. All right. So yesterday the deed was done. The president has been acquitted. The vote happened. I guess the news, of course, was that the president was acquitted. The president will be making a statement at some point later today. God only knows what that will
be. Are you going to listen to it, all of you?
Well, I think we're planning on running it live. So
it'll be pumped into your ears.
Yeah.
But he already went to the National Prayer Breakfast. National Prayer Breakfast, an annual event this morning. And I've just read the stories about it, not heard what he actually said, but denigrated Democrats and Senator Romney at the National Prayer Breakfast.
You know, because that's what one does when one gets together for prayer, I guess.
May we bow our heads in prayer, screw Mitt Romney.
A traditional bipartisan event.
And let's remember what he said on the bus that day to that guy, and then say to me, he belongs at a prayer breakfast.
So, well, we all need to pray for our democracy.
So let's talk about Mitt Romney. Some are calling him a profile in courage. Others are not. I'm looking at you, Rosemary.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Well, I filed this on Facebook today, and no one admires the bold, dramatic, doomed gesture more than I do. And so I love that. However, I don't want a saint right now. I want someone. Mitt Romney has clout. He is an elder of the Republican Party. You mean to tell me he could not persuade any, even weak-minded Susan Collins? He couldn't get one other person to his side?
Well, you don't know
if
he
tried. We need a politician. Yeah, there's not been a lot written, but it doesn't sound like it from what I've read so far. He's been praying and not sleeping. That's what I know. And he hasn't talked to reporters. Did he meet with any Democrats? That's what was missing. So, yes, it's lovely, and I really I really think like I need to call his office and say a vote of appreciation for what you did. I don't think it will cost him that much. He's at the end of his career. He's in a Mormon district, which is pretty safe. He doesn't run for re-election for 4.5 years. Glad he did. If he does, if he even wants to.
The more courageous vote, of course, was Senator Doug Jones.
Yes,
from
agreed.
Alabama. That was the courageous vote. But I mean, our country is so
a Democrat in a very
Joe Manchin too.
Joe Manchin.
But I mean, he's the only senator who crossed party lines.
Ever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's very
impressive.
You have to
really think about the fact, you know, I mean, he came to a decision by thinking about the issues himself, and he accepted the fact that he'll be viciously attacked by trolls and maybe
Trump
on Twitter and Trump family.
Yeah.
The criminal enterprise known to all of us as the Trump family. And it's just quite astounding to think that nobody else quite dared to go there. But then, on the other hand, I have to recognize the fact that at least Romney decided for himself what was right and what was wrong. And we are missing some of those people making that ability, having that ability to just decide inside of yourself, even if we're dissatisfied that maybe he wasn't able to reach anybody else. But he himself reflected on what was before him, and he decided what's right and what's wrong within the context of his faith, his family, his political service to the country. And I think he probably sat there and reflected on the legacy of his family and his father and thought, you know, this is the moment where I just really need to keep the Romney name clean of some of these other influences.
Well, that was brilliantly put. And I thank you so much for saying it exactly that way. You know, I didn't vote for the man, but I obviously.
Well, we didn't, yeah.
Under president.
Yeah.
But you know, I think he did what was right. And when the history books are written and recorded, he's going to be standing tall. And those other people who just are willing to talk to everybody off the record and say what a terrible guy Trump is, they did what was politically expedient. It's awful.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. We'll have your letters as well. panel@wamc.org.
How are you doing?
We are okay. We are, oh, one second. Okay. We have $744,391, so that is good. We need your help. We're helping the homeless this morning as well. We have a $5,000 challenge on the table. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We have until 10:50 this morning, WAMC.org.
Mother cannot guide you. Now you're on your own. Only me beside you still. You're not alone. No one is alone.
We're hearing Surreal MA this morning, and an artist who has an album out called Move On, a Sondheim Adventure, playing Cafe Lena in Saratoga on Saturday, February 8th.
What a soothing voice.
Play that this morning. Yes, we'll try to be soothed this morning.
Some soothing voices.
And a little of Surreal MA.
So we have $20,800 to go. And
so we've raised $5,000 already, but $3,000.
Wow. Yes.
Isn't that nice?
So we want to get the $5,000 challenge, and we want to help Joseph's house. We for every $100 pledge that comes to WAMC, that triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to make it possible for three nights for homeless people to stay at Joseph's house, for three homeless people to stay for a night, or one for three nights. However you look at that, it's a three nights that you are funding.
What
is
your
pledge? Joseph's House is a shelter, and it's a wonderful place that's been around since 1982 in Troy. They, with 38 years, they've done amazing work and continue to and really lead the charge in a lot of what goes on in our in the capital region. So one of the things that I love that they use is a phrase that they use is non-judgmental. Services. They're not going to ask you why or how this happened or judge you in any way as to how you got in the position you got into. They're just going to help you.
Nice.
So 1-800-323-9262. $20,900 is what we need. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. I just wanted to real quick read the quote from the National Prayer Breakfast from Donald Trump on Mitt Romney. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong, nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that's not so.
So look at who's talking.
That is the quote. Also, I did want to get real quick into Mitch McConnell yesterday. Mitch McConnell talked that he had a press conference right after the vote, said that it's been a colossal political mistake. But meanwhile, was asked not once, not twice, but three times as to whether he thought that the president's conduct was that there were issues with the president's conduct on Ukraine. And that was a question he refused to answer. He dodged the question again on three separate occasions.
Didn't want to lie.
So, but did say that the Democratic move, he felt, had been a colossal political mistake. And I guess we'll see on that one as well.
Yeah. Joe, I'm sorry for pushing this fund drive stuff, but we are so close to getting to that $800,000 mark, which we really need to do in order to have a one morning or even less fund drive. So everybody, I'm just appealing to you to put something in now. We are so close to getting there. And Joe, I know you're keeping track of this for us.
$20,759.
Yeah.
That's what we need. 1-800-323-9262. You have letters, sir. Let's go to those.
I will. Okay, John says, Iowa sabotage. There's a story circulating right now that Trump fans jammed the Iowa caucus hotline. If we're going to beat Trump and his fascism, we're going to have to get smarter and better organized than this. John of West Albany wrote that letter.
You know, I mean, in many ways, organizational capacity is extremely important. But we also need to consider the fact that the Democrats have a wide variety of constituents to represent. And that is significantly harder to do. There is disagreement, and that is to be expected. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. We just have to work through that process because we are, as members of a Democratic Party, representative of a wide variety of ideas. And we simply can't ram through one candidate.
To the letter writer, I don't know. I've read those stories, but mm-hmm. but my understanding was, and I don't know if my colleagues know any more information on this, but my understanding was a lot of that happened after the issue presented itself.
Once they were aware of it.
You know, it was already like people were already on the line, and then as people started to go on the line on Wednesday and Thursday, that is a lot when the trolling took place.
Speaking for myself and myself only, never for Rosemary, although she may agree with me on this, it seems to me clear that the Democrats really blew this big time.
Absolutely.
And to attribute it to the Republicans or Republican jamming.
Blew what, Alan? Blew what specifically?
The reporting of the communication was terrible. By being so inept, they gave out a bad signal to the United States that
Democrats
are inept.
Right. Regardless of whether there were trolls on the line. And I understand the letter. Regardless of whether there were trolls on the line, there was still a coding error in the app that people said, this is going to break. And it did.
And not to pay attention to that was shocking, especially in, I think Iowa itself was pretty disorganized. I mean, the Iowa Democrats are really awful.
I will go back to the national one. Okay, we can debate whether the national should have been involved in the selection of the app and the testing and all that. It was the first rollout of 2020. I would have been involved if I were a national leader, I think. But now let's talk after the fact. The state shut down. They did not talk to reporters on that night. And even now, we still don't know when we're going to get it all. Why is Perez not there saying, you, sir, are fired, I'm taking over, and we're going to run this right?
Yeah, but it wasn't just the reporters. Even if they can't figure out what was going on, you communicate with the public to not undermine trust in the process itself.
Absolutely.
The communication level was pathetic.
That's a great point because not only, Rosemary, you're right, they're not communicating with the media, but they're also not communicating with the individual, the county officials who were going in and saying, we have the numbers. And then they were seeing that the Post, there was a guy going nuts yesterday on TV because he was saying, look, I sent in my numbers. And they're still not posted yet. Yeah. People who posted my numbers after, those have been posted. But why have my numbers? Like, there's no reason for it.
We do not know the process that they are using to double-check and to count. We don't know anything. And I'm sorry, this is a disaster, and it's a rolling disaster. Yeah. It goes on and on. And that means the national ought to be involved, and they're not. I think this whole resistance to Trump has been underestimated by Democrats overall. We thought he'll be so outrageous, people will want to get rid of him. And it simply is not enough. He looks together and organized and cool, and we don't.
We have also heard from Roger. Good morning, panel. Mitt Romney's comments are perhaps the only bright spot in the whole impeachment affair, showing that while honesty and integrity are under severe stress, they have not yet been totally extinguished. upon losing the upcoming election, President Trump will call it a fraud, likely leading to very destructive and very destructive comments or actions necessitating unprecedented means, such as perhaps a military coup to remove him from office. In contrast to President Ford's, "Our long national nightmare is over," unquote, when President Nixon resigned, "Our national nightmare may be just beginning." The Senate acquittal will be seen as a very dark day in our country, and that's Roger from Utica.
1-800-323-9262. We have $19,000. We're in the 19,000s, so it's like $19,839.
$1,040,000 an hour?
About an hour, and 15 minutes. 15 so an hour minutes. And 20, 18 minutes. And 1 hour and 18 minutes. So I'll make that definitive, yes.
Brian wrote, "Party loyalty. Panel, perhaps not today, but one day Mitt Romney will be considered an American hero for his impeachment vote, even by Republicans. Until then, I would like to hear representatives of both parties explain why party loyalty and remaining in power has become more important than doing the right thing for the country." And that's Brian from Stattsburg.
I would have to agree. I mean, really, it is time to reflect on your legacy if you're a senator and you serve your constituents.
You are,
I mean,
so
it
right.
is pathetic where we're at.
You can just imagine what those history books are going to be saying about all of this.
Well, I've long believed that this issue is going to be solved at the ballot box, and but the question is, we have to understand what's going on in our democracy, and that's what people will be voting on in November, is what kind of a governing system are we going to have. And obviously, these Republican senators didn't shift because the polls didn't shift. So why is it that, what is this divide in the country all about? And how are we going to work through it? And what's our democracy going to look like when we do?
I mean, the loyalty oath issue is, for me, also quite concerning. You know, the sense that you're loyal to a leader rather than
blind loyalty.
Blind loyalty, of course.
I think that there is a possibility that senators are not voting against their conscience, that they truly believe that this is a president whose good outweighs the bad, and that the country is benefiting, and that Mitch McConnell and Trump make a pledge for or a plea for loyalty based on how effective they are when they stick together. And you cannot dispute that.
Right.
Republicans have been, they've gotten everything they wanted.
I can and will. And in fact, we do know, as I said before, that Republican senators are walking around telling their colleagues, telling reporters, quote, off the record, what they think of this guy. So I think it is just survival.
But that it's bad, but not bad enough. But so then where is the line? I mean, that's where you get a question of, you know, what is our democratic process, you know, in here? And what is, what is right or wrong? I mean, with the Clinton impeachment, which I think was at a whole different, you know, obviously different focus, he at least apologized, right? But there was no shame, and there's no expression of shame, as the Times Union wrote interestingly today.
And listen, we're going to be playing Trump today. At what time, Joe? Do you remember?
I don't know. They originally said noon, and now the president tweeted that it would be at some point. It was going to be a surprise. So,
yeah, well, surprise. And what we're going to hear is a chest beating unlike anything you've heard before. He's not going to be saying, as Teresa just said, in the Clinton case, he's not going to be saying, "I apologize, I probably did the wrong thing." Quite the contrary, he's going to be just going for it.
Because he and the senators think that this didn't cross the line. Mm-hmm. And so are there new lines, right? Mm-hmm. Are there new lines about what is or isn't allowed in the, you know,
right.
the print?
Well, think about the fact that Susan Collins actually said, now that President Trump has experienced this impeachment process, he will be more cautious and more careful about how he behaves and what he does in the foreign policy arena.
And we know
arena.
That's wrong.
I am thinking this is just a joke.
Yeah.
He feels empowered now to go even further beyond those
and
lines
what,
that
and
we thought
but
existed.
But if true, it's a fundamental change in the role of the president versus the role of the executive branch versus the role of the legislative branch versus the role of the judicial branch, right? So if what these senators voted on, you know, they feel that this is our democracy, then we have a very different balance of power.
We are on the path to an imperial presidency, I guess.
Worse than that. How about a fascist president?
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We are raising this money this morning for our lockbox to get us to a point where we do not take the airwaves up all day. We can only do it. We're just doing it for a little bit in the morning. And that way we can have a very short fun drive and make sure that we give you all the programs, including this one, that you have come to enjoy and pledge for. So we are at $745,511. That's $19,489 to go.
Uh-oh.
To get a $5,000 challenge. Don't forget also that we are helping the homeless this morning. A $100 pledge goes to help. It triggers money from Joseph's House. Excuse me. Triggers money from the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to go to Joseph's House in Troy. It's a Joseph's House is a shelter in Troy, and for three nights, three stays that will take place as a result of your pledge of $100. So the money comes to us, but that triggers the Fox Foundation, the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, to make sure that that money goes to Joseph's House. 1-800-323-9262. We have $19,489.
Come on, everybody. Let's go. This is so serious.
All right. We're going to take a break. We will give you some time here. 1-800-323-9262. We'll be right back.
With so little to be sure of, if there's anything at all, if there's anything at all, I'm sure of here and now, and us together, all I'll ever be, I owe you. If there's anything to be, being sure enough of you makes me sure enough of me.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We're in the 18,000s. These $18,900 to go. We have just about an hour and 10 minutes to do it in.
Oh, boy.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We have a $5,000 challenge. That'll bring us to $770,000. But we're also helping the homeless this morning through Joseph's House, the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation. For the $100 pledge that you make, we'll make sure that there's a three-night stay, three nights of services available to a homeless person in our region.
WAMCers, we're counting on you. Joe's counting you. I am. The panel is. We got to keep this thing going, and I know you're going to help. Just walk over and 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262 or at WAMC.org. We're counting on you.
You know, there's an interesting story that just came through. I got an alert on it from the New York Times and they have 6 reporters working on this story. And the story is this. Results from the Iowa Democratic caucuses were delayed by quality control checks on Monday night. Days later, quality control issues have not been resolved. The results released by the Iowa Democratic Party on Wednesday were riddled with inconsistencies and other flaws.
Absolutely right.
According to a New York Times analysis, more than 100 precincts reported results that were internally inconsistent, that were missing data, or that were not possible under the complex rules of the Iowa caucuses. In some cases, vote tallies just don't add up. In others, precincts are shown allotting the wrong number of delegates to certain candidates. Least a few cases, the Iowa Democratic Party's reported results do not match those reported by the precincts themselves.
Now tell me National should not be involved in this.
Move on to New Hampshire.
Okay, but before we do, one thing that I looked at the results this morning, I think it's a point one eight percent difference. Does anybody believe that? Can you believe what you're saying?
But does it matter?
You
can't trust it. Does it really matter? Well, yes, it matters. No, I meant, come on.
No, I meant just obviously,
if you voted in the caucus, you want your vote to count. Yes, I mean it matters.
They'll work that all out. I mean, like right now, at this point, after it didn't work that night, at this point, they just need time to straighten it out. No excuses. I think what happened was, obviously, they both changed their process, more complex way that they had to report the numbers.
Sounds like an excuse.
They did. They changed.
You said no excuses. I'm saying.
Wait, let her finish. Let her finish.
No, I'm saying they changed the process and then they used an app that they hadn't provided training for and had never used before. And their backup system was phone calling and they didn't have enough operators to answer the phones, right? So, but now at this point, I think we need to shift the attention to New Hampshire and Super Tuesday.
How are you going to do that? I mean, I'm a Democrat and I'm all for it, and I still am stuck in Iowa. It's not doing anybody any good to fixate on the process.
I mean, the outcome will be the outcome when it happens.
I think you have to shift what's happening in New Hampshire. It's pretty interesting.
But here's one more fundamental question for me. For somebody who did not grow up in this country, I watched the Iowa caucuses, and once again, I thought, What a weird system that is.
Exactly right.
You know, a bunch of people gathering in gyms, and then they're like,
You are so right.
What the hell is that?
We're so right.
2020. Can we come up with a slightly more reliable system than a bunch of people huddling up in some basement and yelling over, come on over here. Like, not making arguments, but just like,
you know what the problem is? Yelling at candidates.
Yeah, they don't know. Like, what the heck?
You're missing the powdered wigs.
But you know what the problem is?
Yeah.
It's by doing a caucus and not a primary, they get to go first.
Well,
and therefore they're not about to give that up.
Sure, I understand all that.
But you're right.
I guess my point is, it's just like outdated. This whole thing. My point is, Democrats updated, modern, more thoughtful.
It happened. We can use our time talking about that or about what's going to happen next, because I think right now for Democrats, I think the election we're today, Donald Trump would probably win.
I don't know about that.
And so what do we need to do?
Well, we better not repeat this clown show in New Hampshire.
Well, New Hampshire is a different system. New Hampshire is not a caucus.
Thankfully, New Hampshire is also not a great measure of what's really going on.
Let's get to Super Tuesday.
I mean, what's happened right now is that we're kind of banking on Mike Bloomberg. He'll pull us out of this, and I'm worried about that. I hope so. Yeah, I'm worried about that. He has not wowed people yet. He's been smart and technical and strategic. That doesn't win votes. So he's got to pull it out, or something else.
One at a time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Biden has to really pull it out, which I can't see. Or Bernie has to consolidate.
So here's the thing. Steyer didn't do anything despite spending so much money. So I'm happy people spending money, but I don't know that Bloomberg is going to have, you know, this overwhelming, fabulous message that people are going to flock to.
Well, what Bloomberg has that Steyer doesn't have and some of the others don't have is because Bloomberg has been on the health issue for decades, and he has been funding it for decades, and he has a network of people in the health community. He has been funding environmental issues for decades, so he has that network. He has been funding innovation in cities for decades. He has that experience. He has governmental experience. He's got a lot of baggage, though, too, and he has not been on the stage.
His commercials are great, but they're all staged, and he has to get up in public, and he has to show us.
A friend of mine went to an event of his yesterday, the day before. She sent me pictures, said that it was overflow crowd, very energized. She went in cynical and came out saying, maybe you're right. This guy's great.
If he can win, that is going to be a powerful persuader to many people who want to see Trump gone. Joe, I'm so sorry to ask you this, but how are we doing?
We're doing pretty well. Well, we need your help. It's 16,795 to go.
Well, look, folks.
So we're in the 16,000s. So
look, folks. Thanks, Joe. Let's get going here. We have to do this. We have to get to that $800,000 mark, and you're going to be able to help, and you're going to be able to put somebody into a shelter who otherwise would be
freezing in the bus stop outside of WAMC, which I saw, the open bus stop, which I saw this morning. Come on, everybody. Let's think about somebody else. And I know you will, because you're good people.
And can I say, Joseph's House works with families. Not everybody has the capacity to do that. And so the work that they do is really astounding and important.
1-800-323-9262. And what we're doing this morning is, for every $100 you pledge, and there's people who are helping, you know, multiple people by $200, $300, $400 pledges. Mm-hmm. So you pledge $100 and you supply three nights of services. So that the money comes to us, the $100 comes to us, that triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to make those funds available to Joseph's House.
Of course, if you don't want to do that, if you just want to pledge and get a
You
can do that.
Yeah, but whatever you can do, if you want to do 16, you know, if you want to do $20 or $30 or $50, whatever you can do, we need you. It's $16,435 now.
And we're on the move. Paul says, no lesson learned. Good morning, panel. I am sure that I am echoing others, but if Republicans think Trump has learned a lesson, it is only this, that he can do anything he wants and he will not be challenged by his own party. Thanks, Paul from North Adams.
But the issue isn't Trump. It's the people who enable him. You know, I mean, that's where the change has to come, because he does what he does because he's enabled to do it.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. We are going to take a break in just a second. A reminder that we need your help. We're $16,435 away from making what we need to make. Please do what you can. Help the homeless, help the help Joseph's House, and help us. For every $100 that you pledge to WAMC, the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation will make it possible for three homeless people to stay at Joseph's House emergency shelter for one night. So look at that as just something, a good deed that you can do that's actually doubled today, because you're not only helping three homeless people, you're also helping your public radio station. 1-800-323-9262. We'll be back after this short break.
To say, well, nothing that's not been said. I do not know where to go. I want to make things that count, things that will be new. What am I to do? To move on, I want to explore the light. I want to know how to get through to something new.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion.
Alan
Shartok, Rosemary Armeo, Vera Karius-Kelly, and Teresa Bourgeois. The well question is being asked, of wondering how much money we have raised so far and how much we have to go. Well, we have $14,800 to go in our goal. That is to get us to the $765,000 point, which, with a $5,000 challenge, if we make this by 11 o'clock, so we have about 54 minutes to do it in, Alan.
Yeah.
We'll get to the $770,000 point in our lockbox. So we need you. We need you desperately. And oh, by the way, we're helping the homeless. For a $100 pledge to WAMC, that money comes to us. It triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to make it possible for three homeless people to stay at Joseph's House emergency shelter for one night. So there is a lot of need. We know that. Some 1,700 people just last year using the shelter. So whatever we can do to help is essential. We have an opportunity. We want to make sure that we do it. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We have 100, and if just 149 people were to help, 149 people would say, I want to help 149 homeless people, then we would be set.
And how about somebody who wanted to give $1,000 and help 10 families?
Absolutely.
Look, everybody, we heard from Jim, who said, while Mitt Romney's peers groveled before Trump, he alone stood up for the Constitution and what is right. It was very moving to witness this honorable man and patriot. Romney joined John McCain as the last Republican. I have great foreboding about our future, and that's from Jim. And Lisa wrote, good morning, panel. Bravo to Mitt Romney and Doug Jones. Biden made me cry on CNN. But I fear he has to drop out. Iowa results delayed because Trump supporters jammed the phones. Is that not interference? Again, already, Lisa from Bookwalk. We haven't established.
Wait, what are the Trump supporters doing jamming the phones? What is that?
So that they couldn't, so that the results couldn't be reported. I don't believe it, by the way. I don't believe it. It's, look, Democrats will grab at anything they can, people who are frustrated by this president, and believe me, I understand it. And do things, say things like that. We don't know that that's the case.
But
John says, a German reaction to the impeachment acquittal. I've read an article editorial on the website of a German newspaper, the FAZ, asked Vera about them where they normally lean politically. It was a scathing indictment, not just of the Senate, but accused Trump supporters of wanting an authoritarian state in the U.S. Do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, this discussion is fairly widespread in Europe. We're quite worried
and
about where that's
some
going.
Of that stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that is a very interesting point that the world is watching what's going on in our country. And, you know, what is both a short-term and long-term impact of that?
Mm-hmm. And Marty writes, Romney, what Romney did was courageous and shows great character. But if he really, in capital letters, wanted to save the Republic, he would run as a third-party spoiler to siphon off enough Republican votes from Trump in swing states. There are a few Republicans already challenging Trump. He should step up for the good of the country. And that's from Marty. Marty, let me tell you, it would be exactly the opposite.
Think
the
Jill Stein.
What'd you say?
Think Jill Stein.
Yeah, no, it would be exactly the opposite. The Democrats are so, you know, many Democrats are so in awe of what Mitt Romney did, he would draw from the Democrats, not from the Republicans, in my opinion. And then we heard from Susan Romney. I was moved to call Romney's D.C. office a second time in 2 weeks, the first to urge him to vote to subpoena witnesses and documents, this time to thank him for his brave vote and patriotism. He deserves our thanks. My opinion of him has certainly changed since he was my governor. And that's from Susan in Great Barrington.
You know, it isn't just on this that he has stood out. He was right and Obama was wrong about Russia. I think about that all the time. He said Russia was the existential threat and Putin was the enemy. And at the time when Obama was saying, no, we have a reset, it'll all be different, he was right.
Okay, and then we heard from...
But does he still have binders full of women?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I listened to at the time, and his McBain is like predatory business practices. But
well, that, you know, that was true. I was working on Senator Kennedy's campaign when he ran against Mitt Romney, and the work that he did at Bain broke
terrible.
Up a lot of companies and put a lot of people out of work.
All I can say is 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. Joe, are we making any progress?
Yes, we are. We're at the 13, we're in the 13,000s.
Uh-oh.
$13,965.
This is going to mean everybody's got to get on a phone now or we will not make this. This $5,000 challenge. We want to help Joseph's House. Come on, we want to help those people who can't, who really do need that help. We heard from John in Norfolk. I understand why the Democrats thought it was a good idea to rush this impeachment through rather than to fight to enforce the subpoenas. Sure, it would have dragged out the process, but so what? Better than marching off a cliff and handing this monster a victory, John in Norfolk, Connecticut. Anybody?
A lot of people are saying that, and I've been worried about it since Tully, the Jonathan Tully, the constitutional expert that the Republicans picked, said that in the House. I think that's an argument. It's one of the things that will be pointed to.
It
made an easy excuse for Republicans to go against it.
I reject it.
Well, yeah, I mean, Murkowski's vote, she cited that specifically.
Yeah, well, of course. They'll cite anything that they can cite. Once it got into the courts and wended its way up to the Supreme Court of the United States, where we know what the probable result would be based on the constitution of that court. I think it was a stall tactic, and they knew it was a stall tactic, and that's why
Nancy
Pelosi
didn't
do it.
Well, he'd still be under a cloud right now rather than acquitted, and that would still have been an advantage. votes
well,
for the Democrats.
Well, I think he's under a cloud. I mean, yeah, you can't possibly make the judgment that he's whatever he thinks. He lives in his bubble world. I couldn't care less what they think in the Trump family because they live in a world that is out of touch with most people. But you can't argue
out of
that
touch
there's
with
no
most people, Vera.
One
Vera,
at a time.
Come on.
One at a time, please.
I'm asking her a question, Alan.
Please.
Yeah. Out of touch. How do you think that the family's out of touch with voters? They are in the White House. They
right.
Yes, they
because
are commanding
you have
nearly
a system where the majority vote doesn't matter in this country.
No, I think
popular vote doesn't apparently matter in this country. So he's out of touch. He has a linkage to a white, predominantly male audience, and he increasingly, and if you look at just, for example, the female vote, he has a horrible discrepancy between the female and the male support in this country. There's a horrible discrepancy between minority voters and Trump.
If you segregate
the data,
Joe, I
want to
give
look.
A total, but then and mm-hmm. then I want to hear from Rosemary and Teresa on that because they were murmuring during your during what you were
yes,
saying.
They
so
1-800-323-926
Stop interfering with your women panelists. We know how to talk to each other.
Cut that crap. We don't want to hear that.
Just
when you're wrong, you rely on that, and I don't like it.
I just want to say how happy I'm that Joe's back. I mean, this is the first time I'm back since Joe's back. So
welcome
back, Joe. It's so nice you're here.
All right, $13,645. $13,645 to go. We need you. 1-800-323-9262.
Jan says, hi, panel. I commend Romney on standing up against the red tide. My concern is the way the president will villainize him as a democracy, though falling away quickly. What happened to standing up for your principles as we the people, we need our voices heard and vote this president out of office? And Eric says, the Trump base. Good morning, panel. I want to concur with something of utmost importance. Alan said yesterday, there are a variety of issues that attract folks to Trump. Guns, abortion, immigration, et cetera. But racism is the glue that holds the cult together. The Dems need to realize that and face it down. Go fund drive. Eric from Richmond.
Yeah. I think we have to stop that. I think there are a lot of things that attract people to Trump, and I think the Democrats need to really understand what the draw is and
and
get
I can
to
tell you what the draw is. Self-interest. As
well,
long
so
as
that's
they
politics.
Can stay
that
in power and can keep rising groups, community members in this country from staying below what they want to ever see African Americans rise to, women rise to. There is so much misogyny,
but a lot of women support
and so much
Trump.
Racism. Yeah, well, look at the percentages of women that support Trump.
I think we have to stop denigrating and start understanding what is this?
Yes,
what is it that's going on in our country that so many people support him?
The change of the power structure. The future of this country looks racially mixed, looks more brown than white, and you know what? People are beginning to freak out about it. In addition to that, there's a power shift from the countryside to urban environments that, again, is frightening to a lot of people. And I'm not saying that when you live in the countryside, you have a particular position. But what I'm saying is if you are clinging to ideas of the past and you endorse issues like let's go back to coal or let's rely on fossil fuel industry and all jobs are going to come back, that is a representation of the kinds of economic and social repression that we have seen in this country.
But
Joe, I'm sorry. Where are we?
we're in the 12,000s. We're in $12,700 to go. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, WAMC.org. $12,600 to go. We need you. 1-800-323-9262. We have a $5,000 challenge on the table. All of this until 11 o'clock. Also, your chance for a $100 pledge to help out Joseph's House. You help us, and you help out Joseph's House and the homeless of our region. The way that works is you pledge $100 to WAMC. That triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to make the funds available to help three homeless people for a night of services at Joseph's House in Troy. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. $12,500 to go. We only have 43 minutes.
Joe, that's not enough. And how much do we have to go?
$12,500.
Okay, everybody. On a phone, 1-800-323-9262. Good morning to all, says Karen.
Good morning.
Mistakes happen. Please move on from the Iowa problems. Let's stop wringing our hands over Iowa and begin canvassing for Democratic ideas and to support any and all nominees. I suggest talking points focusing on Trump's failures, such as health care, climate change, serious cutbacks at the NIH, I'm so sorry, and CDC, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on and on. The 2020 election will be the most consequential of our lifetime. It will be worth all our efforts to get a start on it now. That's from Karen.
I agree with you, Karen. I mean, why is it that Trump, in his State of the Union, was able to, on health care policy, completely misstate his health care policy and get away with it? I mean, he gave this pledge on pre-existing conditions, which was false. It was fundamentally false. Yet people hear that and they don't understand it's false. Well, Democrats need to do what they did in 2016 and 2018 on health care. So when he says the lie about protecting people with pre-existing conditions, when in fact they're in court right now, with backing an effort that will eliminate protections for people with pre-existing conditions, when they push for these junk, so-called skinny or junk plans that will make it harder for people with pre-existing conditions to get coverage or be able to afford it, yet he stands up and says that? Well, he says it, people hear it. The Democrats' job is to make sure that people understand what he says is not true, just like it was done here in this in the Delgado race, mm-hmm. right? Faso, his opponent, was misstating the facts on health care, and Delgado and the Democrats made it clear that he was. Mm-hmm. That has to happen nationally because that's what Trump is doing.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, WAMC.org. $12,000 to go. We have about 41 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262.
Okay, how much? $12,000 to go.
Correct.
So that means 120 people. Please be one of them. You support the Joseph's House push now to get people taken care of, and you also can help us get that extra $5,000 from New York City, New York. Okay, we heard from Tammy, who said, if Sanders is the Democratic nominee, I'm curious whom you would like to see as his running mate. Mm-hmm. Klobuchar, Buttigieg, Warren, maybe Kamala Harris, Booker, or Stacey Abrams. Thanks for all you do in keeping me sane in these crazy times. Also, so nice to hear Joe's voice, but loved hearing Ray, too. Keep up the good work, and that's from Tammy. And we heard from Jim in Belchertown. History is written by the winners. Romney and others will be well remembered in the history books or not, depending on who writes them. If we don't stop the Trump-McConnell-Limbaugh freight train, they will write the history books. We are in dangerous times. I've thought about that a lot. Nancy says, Iowa, dear panel, the party doesn't want Bernie Sanders to win the nomination. Pete Buttigieg has people working on his campaign with ties to the bungled app developers in Iowa, one through marriage. Pete attended Stop Bernie meetings last year with Schumer, Pelosi, Neera Tannen, and others. This is not an accident. They gave Buttigieg days to tout his bogus victory while stealing the Iowa victory earned by Sanders and his campaign. Call me paranoid. Thanks from Nancy.
Oh, please. You're paranoid.
And Roseanne says, emboldened, dear panel, I feel like crying. The Republicans have created a monster. They embolden him to ask any country to do whatever he wants without any accountability. Pardon me. The Republicans have created a dictator. This is extremely scary. I will take a socialist over Trump anytime. Thank you, Mitt Romney, for your support of the Constitution. And Dan said, crossing the line. I believe every Senate Republican knows that Trump crossed the line. They just don't care. They have been getting so much of what they wanted for so long. They are willing to sell out our country to continue. And that's Dan from Latham. And my final letter is from Doug in Southwest Florida. Have any of you seen the new Bloomberg campaign ad? It features President Obama. Hard to imagine that it could have been done without Obama's blessing. Does the panel think that the last great president has seen the person with the real chance to defeating Trump is Bloomberg and is endorsing him, Bloomberg Booker 2020. You know, I don't know, gang. I think the president of the United States can be, his words can be put on any kind of commercial.
Yeah,
they can grab it.
So I think Teresa was right to mention issues that are really important. Healthcare is an essential issue for the Democrats, and it is time to correct the president's lies. In addition to healthcare issues, he's also lying on the economy, because in the State of the Union speech, he actually said that manufacturing was doing well in this country. We know manufacturing is in recession in this country. So you can't tell me that people that are getting laid off, where the contracts aren't coming in, don't know that.
You mean he lied?
In addition to that, we now have consequences, global economic consequences to the coronavirus. If you think about the consequences, that means contracts aren't coming in, trade connections are being disrupted, and that will have a negative impact on the global manufacturing.
It'll be good for America.
Well, I mean, you know, they're so clueless in terms of how manufacturing and the global economy works these days. You can't simply from one day to the next manufacture something if all the bits and pieces that you need are made in various countries and lines are not interconnected.
Here's something I truly don't understand.
All right, well, go to Rosemary. Yeah.
Vera, I point out to you that Wilbur Ross says something different because we're trying to talk about how we let people know that he's lying. Yeah. All the fact errors that you point out were pointed out by the press. Nothing happened. And you, a professor, you don't hold weight against Wilbur Ross. You say it'll be terrible. He says, no, it'll be great. And it's crass. How it was crass, but it had effect. It was headlines everywhere. So how do you do what you're saying? Let people know that they're being lied to.
Well, I think people are beginning.
What's the mechanism?
Go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah. I guess. Well, my concern is the day after his speech,
still need $11,000. $11,500.
Let's get under double digits.
Come on, everybody. Yeah. 110 people. Let's go.
Get under double digits.
110 people. Yeah. It's odd that you can't find 110 people.
No, people love this radio station. Yeah. They tell me that all the time.
And they love you, Alan.
Let's go.
And they love Joe.
110 people. 110 people, and they will. So 110 people can help three people. Each of those 110 can help three homeless people in our region. $100 pledge will go to us, and then the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation will help those people in our region. 1-800-323-9262 through Joseph's House in
Daniel
Troy.
Says, pet peeve, respectfully, the gratuitous use of fascism as a term of approbation, admittedly a satisfying emotional release, is inaccurate and historically lazy. Authoritarianism is damning enough. And Tim says, question number one, there's been almost continuous stream of blockbuster news since Trump's crimes were first exposed. Most of it had context due to the impeachment process. How do we now process the upcoming information?
Well, what's that question? I didn't understand.
So what I think, one of the things I think the reader's referring to, or the listener is referring to, is that a lot of people don't read the information that's coming out. They don't process all the details. And I think now it is time for the Democratic Party to actually bring regular voters into the conversation and say, what is happening in your life economically, if you're in manufacturing or in farming? How have you been affected? And what does it mean to not have a real trade agreement with China, but just this first phase that will actually not deliver jobs?
4 minutes. Next letter.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. Dear panel, I read on Fox News website, of all places, this morning that Trump supporters published the phone number for reporting Iowa caucus results online and then flooded the phone system to cause problems. Anybody know anything more about this? Anybody?
No, but that happens in campaigns. I'm not saying it's good. It happens. The problem started because they didn't have enough people on the phones. As I read, I mean, I wasn't there, but what I read was their backup system was phones to phone in, but they didn't have enough people.
And Michael says polls. Panel, the polls did not move during the impeachment because this country is more racist than you want to believe. Michael, Schenectady, New York.
Yep.
I believe it.
Well, I agree, too.
Michael said Democrats squabble while Republicans unite. The discussion of the Iowa caucuses illustrate why Republicans keep winning despite representing minority views. While Democrats squabble seeking the perfect process and the perfect candidate, Republicans unite behind one leader no matter how awful, and simple ideas no matter how misguided and nuanced.
Yep.
The minority unity trumps the majority's division.
What's the name of that writer?
Michael.
Thank you, Michael. You've articulated well what I've been trying to say, but not artfully. Thank you.
And Susan says, Bloomberg and the Iraq War. Not only did Bloomberg support the war in Iraq, showing bad judgment in my opinion, he also says now that he has no regrets. I'll only vote for him if I have to. And Susan in Pine Plains.
Well, let's hope you have to and that you do.
And Jeff says, pledge for the extended panel. I just pledged $100 in honor of the extended panel. I am so pleased that you have extended the hours. In light of recent events, the panel's insights and analysis are needed now more than ever before. And that is no joke. I love WAMC and I love the panel. Jeff from Cohoes.
Hey, Jeff from Cohoes. We love you.
And Mark says, Buttigieg, viability. Why don't you give Pete Buttigieg. I'm never going to get that right. He's due. He either won or tied in Iowa and is the only candidate that is a veteran, centrist, and clearly very bright. It is because you don't believe an openly gay person can win? Mark from Nassau.
You know, I mean, in essence, every candidate has something that you can go after him or her for. I think in some ways we are looking for a perfect candidate, which you will not find because progressive groups are always disagreeing with each other on particular agendas. This is just common. We will, in the end, find a candidate behind whom we can all unite.
22 minutes. Trump.
And even with the numbers not all in, clearly, Buttigieg's his achievements in Iowa are notable, and he's a really smart guy.
All right,
he just skipped about 8 steps to be president. I mean, could he no. just not be like? Could he have one other job in politics before?
Yeah,
he runs
no, no, no.
President?
I'm not saying that he should be president. I don't think he's ready, but I think his is a powerful voice.
I think what he did in Iowa.
Even though the numbers aren't final, is very, very impressive.
Yeah, to go and from unknown to that in 1 year, you're right.
He is very impressive.
We need $10,900 to make our goal. We have 30 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323.
If you can help us make it, this would be great. I was walking on my 4-mile walk around the lake yesterday. Woman stops me and said, did we make it? People are listening, and they are involved in this whole
and
thing.
And I like the we in that sentence. That's
1-800-323-9262. 108 people right now. 1-800-323-9262. Everybody on a phone. Let's do it. 1-800-323-9262. We'll be right back.
I said the man for me must have a castle. A man of means, he'd be a man of fame. And then I met a man who hadn't any, without a penny to his name.
Listening to music from Surreal MA, who is going to be playing Cafe Lena in Saratoga on Saturday, February 8th, Cafe Lena with two Fs, cafelena.org. And don't forget that you can also see our playlist on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. 1-800-323-9262. Yes, go ahead.
So I wanted to just mention, everyone, that Judith Enck will be speaking at Siena College next Wednesday at 6 p.m. We will have signs up on campus to lead you to the space. So Judith will be discussing the plastics concerns that we have in our country and globally. The talk itself is called Oceans or Landfills, a Future Beyond Plastics, 6 p.m. Siena College, Wednesday, February 12th, and I hope I see many of you in the audience.
Thank you. Welcome back. We have $9,700 to go, 97 people, and we can do this, but we need you. We only have 26 minutes. I was right the first time. 26 minutes.
26 minutes, everybody, please. We have not missed one yet. I want to remind everybody that in the past, we have missed plenty of them when Joe and I have been here.
I mean, you say we haven't missed one yet. Over the past week, we have not missed any of these. Yes.
However, it's getting closer now. And we are getting closer to that $800,000 mark, which we must do in order to have a one morning or one day fund drive.
This will bring us to 770. If we do all this in the next, because we'll get to 765 and then the 5,000, we're good. But we need a lot to do. We right now is very important.
You said a mouthful, Joe.
No, I don't really know what I said.
You're
okay.
Absolutely right.
But you
always.
Said it well.
I think I just mumbled.
As always, look,
please
folks,
help.
We're really close. And give me that number again, Joe. How much do we need?
We need right now, we have a new number coming in, and that number is we need $8,656.
Wow.
So 86 people. 86 people.
Okay, wherever you are, please drop it and do it. Now, if it's a baby, don't drop it. But otherwise,
don't drop babies.
Otherwise, drop it and show up and do what you have to do.
Find China.
Find what the heck?
Things to not drop.
Right. 86 people at $100 each.
I have personally chipped every piece of fine china in our house.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
My father used to use the silver, the fine silver, as a hammer.
Really?
So all of our silver and the silver that was handed down in our family has all these. My father was not the do-it-yourself type.
Not the handy kind of
guy. And so all of the spoons have these
nail marks.
They've all been indented because my father used to use them to put in picture hook.
What a great
cool.
memory!
So that's cool. That's cool.
That's a lovely.
We heard
memory.
From Chris
we have a slotted
who said,
"Spoon nail." Go ahead.
We heard from Chris who said, can Bloomberg win the black votes? So far, the only Democratic candidate that can win the black votes is Joe Biden. He'll win over everyone else because of that. What do you say, panel? Chris from Clifton Park. I say that if Bloomberg runs, and Barack Obama is sitting there, he's going to endorse Bloomberg, and he's going to get a lot of black votes.
That's maybe, right. Because I'm concerned about his Bloomberg stop and frisk background, where for a long time he pursued a policy in New York City that was devastating to the African-American and Latino communities. So I think that is something unforgiven, and he needs to really publicly address how wrong that was.
He has.
Not enough to African-Americans. Oh, yeah, he's given a press conference on that, but African-Americans have not felt...
But so it's him versus Donald Trump, who, remember, the full-page ad in the Central Park Five, or Exonerated Five, or so many, or all of his policies now. But I think African-Americans, like all of us, care about health care.
Yes.
And he is certainly on the right. That's what I would
say. Any movement,
right,
Joe?
85 people. 85 people is what we need. $8,556. And we just have about 23 minutes left.
Oh, that's no time
care
at all.
About education.
You got to walk that lonesome road yourself. Nobody's going to walk it for you. Hi, panel. Just a reminder that Trump is polling in the 90s with Republican voters. Therefore, I believe their Senate representatives acted in the interest of their constituents.
Exactly.
Romney is in the minority, and his vote was essentially meaningless to Republicans. Well, it may be so, but they're already punishing him. They're disinviting him to events and doing all the rest of it.
Hey, he's not going to CPAC.
Yeah, come on.
Which I think I would be like.
Snow
day!
But
let's
I don't
go
think
to the Bahamas instead.
It wasn't meaningless to his constituency in his state. I think I'd be interested in the polling in his state. And I also think that Doug Jones, again, I'm going to say, a very courageous vote.
Okay, and Ann said, thank you, Vera. Vera is 100% right that the Electoral College is a huge problem in the U.S., do you think?
Hillary,
it may have issues.
Hillary won the popular vote. So the U.S. isn't as ahead The U.S. isn't afraid of a female president as they would have us believe. However, the Electoral College skews the result and has done so before. My question is, how can we fix it? Thanks, panel. Always an adventure. In one sentence, it's got to amend the Constitution, and they ain't going to do it in the Republican-controlled Senate. You'd have to flip the Senate, and then maybe you would have the impetus for doing it.
Do you think so? The Democrats have never done it when they were in control either.
Yeah, just have to focus like a laser beam on your delegate counts and win.
Mm-hmm. The Electoral College is a system. Just win with the system.
I
we
like
have.
That effort of the states to combine and to get a certain critical number who said that whatever the popular vote was, they would throw their votes to. That would undermine
I thought we were going
to
get there.
So did I. What happened to that?
Well, it seems I've died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. We need 83 people at $100 each.
Come
to,
on, everybody. Let's go.
To get to 7,000?
83 people.
Is this valuable to you? Is this valuable to you? Do it now, please. I'm asking. Lisa, don't forget the judges. Dear panel, although I don't disagree with the analysis that the fear of more people of color is driving voters to Trump, do not forget the push for conservative judges and justices among conservative, quote, Christians, I know. Mm-hmm. This is compelling argument to hold their nose and hold strong for Trump, Lisa, and Schenectady.
Lisa, you're absolutely right. They've created a generational change
Joe,
in
I'm
the
so
court
sorry.
System.
I'm so sorry for harping on this, but how are we doing?
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. We need $7,656.
Wow. Wow.
76 people at $100 each. We have 20 minutes to do it in.
That means 70 people in 20 minutes. Come on, everybody. You got to walk that lonesome road for yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you, as Pete would say.
$50 or $30. Whatever.
You know, on the legal issue and the appointment of judges, I agree with you. I had a conversation with some students recently who didn't really seem to understand that the direction of the country might be changed through the appointment of such judges. Because
it has been changed.
It has been changed, right? And so a lot of students seem to think that there's law and the law will remain in place, and that's what we're based on. And so the understanding of how you can shift an entire, the direction of the country, the character, the social environment with the appointments of particular judges seems unclear to many students, especially young ones when they come in from high school. I'm not sure what they all learn about our system here in this country, but they don't seem to fully grasp the long-term impact that this will have.
All right, we have to go over to Congressional Corner in about 8 minutes, and we have about $7,000 that we need to make. So let's hurry
get
up.
To
we
six.
Have until 11 o'clock. We have it until 11 o'clock, but we need to make $7,600 between now and then, and that's 18 minutes away. So,
well, I think the making the money is more important than the Congressional Corner as much as
so you just want to keep going? You just want to keep going?
I think so.
You want to bust through it? You hear that, Mike? We're busting through to make the $7,656.
We'll play the Congressional Corner the next day.
Or
right?
make it in 8 minutes.
Yeah, we can do it tomorrow. 1-800. Or we can
minutes.
Do it. We can make it in 8 minutes if you want to hear Congressional Corner.
Yeah.
Who's on Congressional Corner today?
Richard Neal today.
Oh, Richie Neal, one of my favorite people in the entire
world.
Isn't he terrific?
Region. Yeah.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. 75 people now. 75 people. Let's go.
And Richie Neal, by the way, is one of the most important people in the country. He's my congressman from the 1st District.
And decent.
And a wonderful. You are so right, Teresa. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. You seldom get to meet anybody. And I've known a lot of politicians in my time. You seldom get to meet anybody who is that wonderful and that great and that human. He's terrific.
And you have some wonderful interviews with him, Alan.
Oh,
the
yeah.
conversations are just, he's a
You know, Teresa, he
great
didn't have to
servant.
Keep coming back. You know, a lot of these guys, I hate to say it, but Bernie's one of them, who I interviewed maybe 100 times when he was a congressman in the minority. We're trying to get a hold of him these days. It's almost impossible to do it. Now, he is campaigning and he is all over the place. But here's Richie Neal, who was the chairman of the Powerful Ways and Means Committee. Everybody wants a piece of this guy, and he keeps on coming on the radio with us. And I am incredibly grateful to him for doing that. It just shows his basic decency.
A terrific public servant.
We need $7,000. Let's do it. 1-800-323-9262. Don't forget, every $100 pledge, if you pledge $100, you can make sure that 3 homeless people have services from Joseph's House. The way that works is you pledge $100, that money comes to us. That triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to make the funds available for three homeless people in our region to have services for one night. So that is a really important thing that we can do. We mentioned that almost 1,700 people used the shelter last year. A great number of them children. Actually, I think out of the families, it was 375 children. So just think of that as you go forward. And so, can we not find 70 people who want to help the homeless and homeless children in our region? 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. All of this is to get us to the $770,000 point in our lockbox.
$5,000 extra.
And a $5,000 challenge. So we get to 765, we get the five, and that makes 770.
And how much do we have to go, Joe?
We have 7,000. Exactly $700,000.
Oh, let's get to six.
Okay, let's make this. Everybody, Teresa, you speak well, and truth. Let's go, everybody.
We need everything.
Let's just get it done
in the next minute.
Yeah,
get to six in the next.
We can do this. We actually have 5 minutes to go, right to 11 o'clock.
Well, we have 15 minutes to go.
Oh, 15 minutes. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
It's going to be hard, but I want everybody on a phone. I'm asking now. You know, I walk down the street and you say to me, we'll be there when you see me. You say, we'll be there when you really need us. Well, we really need you now. There is an absolute say what you can, do what you can, make WAMC whole. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.
We need $6,000. We need $5,900 now. $5,900.
Okay, so 59 people would do it. Could you be one of 59? And by the way, is WAMC worth $1,000 for you? Oh, $1,000? I could never give you $1,000. Yes, you can. That's $3 a day. What does the New York Times cost on the weekend these days? Do we know? And it's a lot of money. So $1,000 would be great. If you give us $1,000 now, you would be extraordinarily helpful. But if you give us $5, that's just as valuable to us because it shows everybody's with us. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Joe?
$5,000.
$5,000. 1-800-323-9262. Be one of 50 people. We only have a few minutes to make it in, and we can.
And I'm just saying, if we make the $5,000, is that true? Yeah. If we make the $5,000 in the next 3 minutes, we can go over and hear Congressional Corner.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
And Richie Neal, one of the great Americans of all times. I got to tell you, he gives me so much confidence. You know, he teaches college. He doesn't have to do that. But he does it because he's such a decent fellow. And Nancy Pelosi obviously loves him because she always includes him on every press conference when she's bringing the people around.
He's always there.
Yeah. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Joe, any progress? I know I'm rushing you, and I'm sorry.
That's $4,800.
$4,800.
Yeah.
48 people now in just the next few minutes. Get on a phone. 1-800-323-9262. We could play Richie Neal, and then we could come back and tell everybody how we did, right? 1-800-323, if we don't make it. But I hope we do make it, because that would be great.
We're on 800-323-9262. No. We are at, we need 46 people, $4,600.
I need everybody on a phone, 1-800-323-9262. We're depending on you, everybody. It's your station. You made it. Your parents may have made it. Your grandparents may have made it at this stage of the game. But I'm going to say to you, you know what it's worth. Try being in the car as I was yesterday and looking around and seeing what everybody else is doing. And let me tell you, there's nothing else like it. There is nothing else like it. You know, there are a couple of other
What were the other people doing?
What
you mean in their cars or on the radio?
On the radio. It took me a minute to get
there. Oh, okay. I get it. I get it.
Other radio
I thought you were saying
program.
To see. I was looking to other people in their cars. I knew what the other people were doing in
their
cars.
Peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Oh. That's right. I get what you're saying now.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You never know what people are doing in their cars.
Well, that's right.
You know, and, you know.
Well, thanks to what's going
just,
on here.
Just wanted to clear that up. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, you shouldn't apologize.
Okay.
Never.
So we are...
having fun.
We are $3,400 away.
Oh, boy.
We have a minute. So we either make it in a minute and we go to congressional.
Whatever you say, Joe.
Okay. All right. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323. I'm just afraid that if we stop talking, the money will stop coming in.
Yes.
That's usually what happens.
That's right. Come on, everybody. Over to our phone. We are so close to making it, and we will be so close to our goal of $800,000, but we can't get there unless you're there with us now. 1-800-323-9262.
We need $2,900 right now. 1-800-323-9262. You can help the homeless and also help your public radio station. A $100 pledge comes to WAMC. That triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to make the pledge to make the funds available to Joseph's House in Troy for three nights of services for the homeless. We are at $2,500 now, 1-800-323-9262.
$2,500. If you've got $1,000 now, it would go real good. 1-800, you can do it on so much down, so much on time. 1-800-Lewis Aluminum. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Hi, love WMC, but just had to turn off the radio. Mm. It is extremely annoying when you constantly have two to three people talking at the same time. Please think about your listeners. Thanks, Curtis from Poughkeepsie.
All right.
That's on me, Curtis. Sorry.
No, we're all guilty to that today.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. Sadie says, why do white women support King Donald? In trying to talk with my friends who support Trump while still supporting them, I hear two things. To paraphrase, he may be a jerk, but so are the alternatives, and he's done good things. Second, he's being treated unfairly, and they recognize being treated unfairly. In other words, their reasons are emotional, and that's from Sadie.
Oh.
Well, this whole issue of you've been on him since the beginning, well, if he wasn't, you know, if he wasn't...
violating the Constitution from the day he walked into the office,
absolutely,
we wouldn't have been on
right.
From
if
day
he didn't
one.
Have policies that took away our health care or put kids in cages,
emoluments clause,
or walked away from the climate change efforts, or whatever he did with Russia, or had a campaign manager that's now
I'm
in jail.
That
I mean, then we
I gotta cut. I gotta ask you guys just for a second and a second of forbearance here, Joe. How are you doing?
We have $1,900 to go.
Okay,
and we have 8 minutes to do it.
And Phil said a real threat. From today's Gazette about Kirk Spartacus Douglas, in one of his last public acts, Douglas in 2016 at the age of 100 warned the public about what he thought was the dangerous rhetoric being used by then presidential candidate Donald Trump. And there's more to the letter, but I haven't got time for that.
He's from Amsterdam.
Out of the mouths of elders.
And John said, Mayor Pete's experience, while the press may knock Mayor Pete's relative lack of executive experience, let us remember that President Obama's only experience was that of a community organizer.
That's an argument, I think he needs. Obama would have been better if he had more experience, and same with Buttigieg.
Well,
but he was a state senator and a U.S. senator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had much more experience.
Yeah. Mayor Pete at least has real responsibilities. As with Mayor Pete, Obama's intellect made up for his relative inexperience. 1-800-323-9262. Is anything moving, Joe?
Oh, we're moving. We've got about $1,000.
$1,000 to go.
We're going to make it.
1-800-323-9262. Does this mean we're going to hear Richie today or not?
No.
Oh.
No, we blew through. We blew past
but
that.
But we will have Richie on tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.
$700
to go.
Yep.
If you've got $700 or any part of it, put it in now. 1-800-323-9262. Joe?
We have $700 to go. We have 1-800-323-9262 is our telephone number. 1-800-323-9262.
And tell us about Joseph's House real quickly.
$100 pledge to WAMC. $100 comes to WAMC. That triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to make the funds available for three night stay for the homeless at Joseph's House. Over 1,600 people used Joseph's House last year. There's a lot of need. 300, I have the number, what did I say? It was 116 families, 318 children. I think I said 380 before, but it's 318 children. So if we can help that and do that right now, please, whatever you can do to help, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. And we still need $800.
Imagine if you were $700. A parent.
$700, wherever you are, everybody, please walk to a phone and make us whole. We only have a few minutes to do this.
Yeah, about 4 minutes.
4 minutes. 1-800-323-9262.
Rosemary's getting nervous.
I know. I hate the suspense. Just do it, please.
Well, you know, this is what we have always done here at WAMC. We've always done it the right way, which is to make the appeal and to say, if you've got it, put something in, and people do. It's really wonderful. And
if you die, you die, and if you live, you live.
That's right. And there's nobody better at it than our newly minted, recently returned Joe Donahue. He's terrific.
Well, and right back to you, we have $251 left, sir, $251. And we can't claim victory until we get $251, and we can't get our $5,000 challenge until we make $251. We only have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to make $251. It always has to be drama. I don't know why. That's the thing. I don't know why it always has to be drama.
It eats right into your kishkas. You have only so much kishka power in your life.
Yes.
And when the last piece of your kishka
as a Catholic, do I have kishka power?
Indeed you do.
Okay, good.
Feel the power, Joe. Feel the power.
Feels good.
And when your kishkas
are you emboldened now?
I think I'll go play in the car. $251 to go. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. We have $200, Alan.
Oh, boy. Be still my kishkas.
1-800-323-9262.
Are there any more letters? Six,
there are no more letters. No. Anybody final statements? Anybody want to say anything final?
Yeah, final. This is it.
I can't. I don't know how you guys do this for a whole fund drive. It's scary.
Well, it
it's
is scary. It is scary.
I just want to thank everybody who's supported the... I mean, I spent several years volunteering in a homeless shelter on Friday nights for almost a decade. And,
oh, wow.
And it's such a struggle for folks. And I just can't imagine, particularly if you have children, which I've watched. And it's just... To get this kind of support for Joseph's House is tremendous. And Alan and Joe, I think it's what you're doing is not only for this station, but for Joseph's House is extraordinary and for all the people who pledged today. It's really extraordinary.
And, of course, thanks to the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation who makes this all possible to allow us to do it. Sees the importance of Joseph's House and, of course, of this radio station. We have a minute to go. We still have a little ways. We're counting here, but we still have a little ways to go. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC, WAMC.org, WAMC.org, whatever you can do. You can still help the homeless. You can still help WAMC in the next 56 seconds. It'll all count, won't it, Alan?
It will. It's a Chartakian rule. As long as you're on the phone, as long as you've dialed, it will count.
1-800-323-9262. Okay, we have made it. That is the good part.
Thank you, everyone.
$767,204 is in the lockbox. That does not include the $5,000 challenge. So that's $772.
Which is going to be what we need.
$773.
$728 to go. Is that right?
Be probably by the end of the day, it'd be about 25. Yeah.
25 to go.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to that $800,000 mark. Let's do it now.
1-800-323-9262. Thanks to Vera had to leave. Thanks to Rosemary. Thanks to Teresa. Thank you very much. We will be back right after this.